Okay, so the Daf today and eat the whole week is sponsored by Rafi Mehdi on the occasion of the Yahrzeit of his father, Rachman ben Mahi. It's a form of bracha. All right, so we're on Daf Lamed Gimel tonight. Let's just refresh our recollections. So if you remember on the Mishnah that we did on Shabbat, or rather the Gemara that we did on Shabbat, so we said there was the Stira between our Mishnah and a Mishnah Masechet Makot. So our Mishnah says that if you have relations with all these forbidden women, so you have to pay the knas. You pay the knas, and you would also pay the other damages as well. And the Mishnah in the Masechet Makot says that you get malkot. So which is it? Do you pay or you get malkot? So in yesterday's daf, so the Gemara quoted the opinion of Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula, they both hold that you don't get both. You get one or the other. Ula holds that that you'll just pay, you don't get malchut. So it's mishalim and elokeh. So one second. So therefore, so if that's the case, so our Mishnah that you pay, I understand. I get paid. Our Mishnah means you get you pay, yeah, and you don't get malchut. But what do I do with the Mishnah second malchut? This says you get malchut. So Ula is going to explain the way the Gemara understands it, that it's talking about a case where there are no damages, and that would be, for example, let's say his sister, but she was mafuta, he seduced her. So she consented to have relations with him, and she's a narot, but a yatoma, but it could even be a bogeret, you know. But the point is, the father's out of the situation. She consented. Under those circumstances, there's no damages. So that's the way Ula is going to explain. Just give me 2 minutes, okay, and then I'll open up the floor, okay? So that's the way Ula explains the sugya. So the Gemara says, if I'm Vera, that would be Malkot and paying, so I'm Mishalim and I'm not Lokem. So the Gemara says, how does Ula know that to be the halacha? So the Gemara ends up saying that Ula learns Xer Shava Tachat Tachat. It says, here it says Tachat Asher Ina, that he has to marry her because he raped her. And it says Ayin Tachat Ayin, says Tachat in both cases, and both Tachats are superfluous. So the Gemara darshens out, or he darshens out, Mahatamamona, just like by ayin tachat ayin, you still have a situation of if I damage somebody, I pay money, I don't get malkot. And the Gemara takes it, the Gemara has a limud, that is the case. So too, here as well, you'll pay the money and won't get malkot. Let me just do a little more and then I'll come to you. Okay. Now, then the Gemara introduced us to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like punkfakir. He says that if there's mammon and malkot, it's mil kalaki mammon lo mishalim. You get malkot, you don't pay the money, is the way Rabbi Yochanan says. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan says that is because it's k'dei, you're punished, one punishment, not two punishments. And he takes it, the punishment will be malkot, because the halacha of k'dei reshato is by malkot. So that being the case, how does he reconcile our Mishnah and the Mishnah over Masechet Makot? He says you have to have hatra, you have to be warned for it. So our Mishnah is telling you a place case where you weren't warned, so you pay the money. In the Mishnah, in Masechet Makot, it's telling you got warned, so you'll pay it. Now, then the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Yochanan, he still agrees that in certain situations you'll pay money and you won't get malkot, and that's by like Edom Zomim, if Edom come and testify falsely that Shimon owns Reuven $1,000, so they pay the money, they don't get malchut. And by Chabala, if somebody injures somebody else, he also agrees based on the psukim that they learn, that would be the case. What's up? Say again, repeat. A what, Karen? Knas, you mean? Knas? What? Harid. Yeah, no, it's even worse. It's even a chi of mita. It's a chi of mita, but in other words, it's saying that we're talking about, let's say with the sister. So we're talking about if there's a warning. So the Gemara learns that if you, according to an opinion in the second Makot, even though it's a chiv kare, if you warn for Malkot, again, wait, you're throwing me off here. Wait. Again, let me go back to that case with the sister. So we said that we're talking about Malkot, and we're talking about and paying money. That's right. Same loka mishalim. So with the case with the sister, right? It's the case with the sister. We said is that he seduces her, right? He seduces her. Then there's no. So you want to know why he gets Malchut in that situation? So it means, see, right. No. So the Gemara has an opinion that if you were warned for Malchut, you get Malchut, even though it's a Chiyuv Karet. It's an opinion of the Gemara that way. Okay. Well, I don't know which is worse. So I'm going to move on. Okay. So
I just want a quick question. Ready?
Yeah. What's up?
Ula, does he differentiate or what is this Hasra or no? He doesn't matter. It's
so say again. Repeat.
Ula.
Right.
Ula differentiate if there's a case of Hasra. Do you get
Marcus? Ula doesn't need to come on to that. Ula holds that if there's money and Malkod, I go for the money. That's the way Ula says. Regardless of Hasra.
He wouldn't care. Okay.
All right. I have to move forward. Listen, we have a long daf today, so please excuse me. I did this whole hakdama for all of you, but I need to move on. Okay. So I'll try to pause periodically, but please be judicious in the questions. Okay. So I'm going to begin on Lamed Beis on Beis, the bottom line. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan my tamal lamar ula. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan subscribe the Zerah Shava that Ula learned? Ula learned the Zerah Shava tacha tacha. And he learned that one says Tachan Shrinaba the Ones, says Ayin Tacharayan. So he takes it that just like by Ayin Tacharayan, you pay money, you don't get Malkod, and he has Psukim for that. So too by the Ones. So what's wrong with that Limud? Money, not Malkod. Rabbi Yochanan my Tamil Markula, and can't be Talter, Barakot Chalotik Galay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, if I'm going to go with that, then in essence, I'm like erasing this whole lav. In other words, the lav goes with the malkod. So like the whole malkod is this thing disappearing means the whole lav is disappearing. So then that's what the Gemara thinks. The Gemara will shlug this answer up, but let's be patient with it. So the Gemara says on the top line, but if that's the case, chovu b'chaveru nami, so if any time I say pay, don't get malkod, I'm like mevatel the lav. So chovu b'chaveru, if somebody wounds his friend, where he just pays money, which Rabbi Yochanan subscribes, so he has this nasty staff. You're going to be mevatel the lav. It says, you know, it says by malkot that you can't get more malkot. And then we learn that if you didn't allow, you know, strike somebody, he says, and then edim zomin nami, and by edim zomin, if I penalize them with money and not malkot, but they testified falsely, you can't be talta vayam bin akot rasha. So we think the reason Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shava is because if I learn the Gzeirah Shava, I'm going to erase like the law in the Torah. But there are all these cases where he subscribes to not getting Malkot. Ella, Edom Zomin, Efshar, Lekiyum, Ben Grush, Ben Chalutza. So the Gemara says that we'll have to say the reason it's not a problem is because Edom Zomin, Inachinami, by most cases, they're not going to be Malkot, but there will be a case where there is Malkot. And the case that will be Malkot, let's say the Edom Zomin are people who are fabricating a story, the Edom Zomim come and say that Aaron is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so we don't say they become a Ben Grusha, in other words, Kasher Zomim, he's supposed to do to them as they plotted to do, we don't say we make them Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's the first Mishnah in the second Malkot, you get Malkot. So in that case, there is a case in Edom Zomim, you get Malkot, so Mela, the Lav is sort of preserved. There's also a case if the person, he hit his friend, but he didn't cause even a pruta's worth of damage. So there he would get malkot, but he wouldn't have to pay damage because it's less than a pruta. Then, so by that same svara, achoto nami equal human of achoto bogeret. So if that's the case, so by achoto, that we thought that Rabbi Yochanan will say that he doesn't learn like Ula because then I'm going to be erasing this whole lab of the Torah. But by Achoto, just like by Edom Zomimin and by Chovel, there is a case where you will get Malkot. By Achoto also, there's a case you'll get Malkot. If she's a Bogeret and she consents to the intimacy, then there's no monetary damage. She'll get Malkot. So the Gemara is rejecting that Hesber. Okay, let me just repeat again. Let me move on a few more lines, then I'll pause it a little bit. Okay, I just want to make sure we get through today's daf. So again, we said that Ula learns Gzeirah Shava to teach me that if there's Malkot on the table and Mammon on the table, I go for the Mammon, not the Malkot. And the reason he learns it from Gzeirah Shava, says, Tachad Asher Ina, where Tachad is superfluous, And it says, ayin tachat ayin, eye for an eye. So eye for an eye doesn't mean eye for an eye. It means you're going to pay money and not get malko. That's kovel. And so similarly, by tachat isharina, he's learning that, he's learning the way the Gemara frames it, that it's like a general halacha. He says, on the fourth line from the top on Lamed Beis and Beis, kol heichad yikam amona malkot, amona mishalim lot lalaki, that you'll pay money. Okay, that's it. The Gemara says, so how come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn that way? So the Gemara tried to say, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that because then if there's no malkot, in essence, there's no lav. Well, it was lav goes with the malkot. So how can I do this? The Gemara says, what do you mean? But by Adam Zomin, you agree that you'll pay money and not get malkot. And by Chovel, you agree you pay money and not get malkot. What do you do there? But oh, by Adam Zomin, there is a case where they do get malkot. So I'm okay. So the lav is preserved. By Chovel, there is a case where you'll get malkot, where it's less than a pruta. Then the Gemara says, so talk about Achoto, also there's a case where you get malkot, because there's a case where there's no damages, no monetary damages. So we're still, the question that we're still facing is, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Ula? Let me do a few more lines and I'll pause. Okay, we'll take questions. So on line 8, Yunus Mo Aleph. Now the Bach has the word Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which has been better. In other words, like it fits in the flow better. Or what some Sfarim have that. So Amar Lach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would say to you, so Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to learn that Gzeirah Shavah because he learns one of the psukim for something else. He says, like Abaye teaches. The Amar Abaye says later on in our Perek, which is a week from today in Daf Yomi, says, the Amar Kra, Tachar Shreina, Hai Tachar Shreina, Mechalat Ikabo Shur Begam. So Abaye learns that Tachar Shreina is teaching me that there are other elements of damage with the rape case. In other words, he's going to pay Chamishim Kesef Tachat Asherina because he raped her. But that's not excluding other forms of damage which apply in Nezikin generally. In other words, like Boshet and Pagam, that would be by all Nezikin. So the fact that Torah says Tachat, like he's going to pay Chamishim Kesef Tachat Asherina, that implies that there are other damages that he'll have to pay. So in other words, so I might have thought Havamina Chamishim Kestef, that's the total amount. So no, Abaye teaches me he's kind of other elements of damage as well. He learns it from that pasuk. So what does Ula do? Ula needs also a limud like that. Ula nafkalei mi derabba. Ula learns that limud, but not from the same words that Abaye learns it. He learns it from the same pasuk, but he learns it the way Rava learns it. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Benatana Isha Shokhivi Malavi Anara Chamishim Kasef. That the man who lied with her, in other words, who raped the girl, will give her father, if she's an Ara, Chamishim Kestef, Anat Shechiva Chamishim. In other words, for the raping her, it's the 50. Mechal Di Kaboshet Begam. But by implication, there are other damages involved. Okay, so we gave one answer let's go over, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So we said that Ula learns Xavier Shava. And from Xavier Shava, Ula learns that when I have Malkot and money and Mamon, I'm going with the money, not the Malkot. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Pan Faker. So Ula learns from Xavier Shava, Tacha, Tacha, that's the way it is. So the Gemara says, how come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Ula? So the Gemara ends up saying, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Ula because he needs Tachat, which is the key element in the Xerah Shava. He needs it for a limud, Tachat Asherina, he needs it the way Abaye learns a week from today, that implies that there are other damages. So he doesn't have it available for the Xerah Shava. Okay, who's had questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody? What, say again? Yeah, what about it? Wait, say the question. The Bulgarian doesn't get a knas, but no, but the Bulgarian does get damages. In other words, we want a case where there's no monetary damages at all. That's what we're looking for. So when we say Bulgarian, it means a Bulgarian that consented, was seduced, futa is what we're saying. Not that she was raped, but she consented to it. Right. Okay. All right. That's a proof question. Let's just leave that. Okay. Okay. They go to Bezden and he says, no, she said, he said, I don't know, but that's the idea. Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions? Okay. Again, we're at 6:40 this week. 6:40. Okay. Nice to have you, Avram Elimelech. When Lamed Gimel and Aleph, we're around 20 lines down. There was a big hakdam I gave Avram Elimelech. And if you're not keeping up with the daf, it pays to come on time. But let's keep moving further than Gemara. I don't have time to repeat everything again. Okay. So around 10 lines down on Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Now, again, we said in yesterday's daf, that again, the general idea is we're talking about you have mamon and malkot. So according to Ula, you pay the mamon, you don't get the malkot, and according to Yochanan, you get the malkot, you don't pay the mamon. Okay, now but there's some cases where they all agree that you pay and you don't get malkot, and one of them is Adam Zolman. So yesterday's Gemara they had a limud for it, but now the Gemara has a different limud for it. Okay, we're around 10 lines down or 15 lines down. Lama Gilmud Aleph. Now, it should be Reb Lazar. He's going to say it corrects it. Reb Lazar Omer, Adam Zomim, Malonim Mashali, Umithal Lalki. Now, he's just bringing proof that which everybody agrees that by Adam Zomim you're going to pay money, not get Malkot. He says it's from a different source than the Gemara I gave yesterday. Yishum Dalab B'nei Hatra Ninu. Because they're not susceptible to Hatra, warning. In other words, I can't get Malkot unless I give a warning. And now let's be patient with this. And the Gemara is going to say that there's no way I can give Hatra for the Adam Zomim. So Amarava, Teda, Nitra Behu Emad, when should we give them warning that, in other words, they're Adam Zomin or potentially Adam Zomin. I don't know when they're testifying, I don't know what they are. I only know later on, but all the Adam I should give such Hatra. So when should I give the Hatra? So Nitra Behu Meikara. So let's say I give it like an hour or a day before they testify. Amri Ishtang. Let's say we forgot about it at the time, you know, you gave the Hatra, then I forgot about when I did it. And Hatra is given Lahafkin bin Shogig Lamezid, in other words, when it seems to Shogig Lamezid. So Nitri Behu Bishat Maisa. So why don't we just give warning to all the Adam right before they testify? Every Adam before they testify, we should say to them, you know, Lehevei Odeya, you know, if you're giving like false testimony, you could be chayav for Adam Zomin, partially Lomasadi. Nobody's going to want to testify. You know, they say, do me a favor, I'll see you around the Hitra. Nobody's going to testify. Nitri Behu Basof, we can give the Hatra after they've testified. So my dahabahava, at that point, they can't correct anything. In other words, Kevin Shahigid Shuvina Khozer Magid. Once he's given the testimony, he can't correct it anymore. So that's the answer we think we're trying to say. In other words, so why don't Adam Zomin pay, why did they pay money and not get Malkot? Because there's no time that I can give them Hatra. So Matkifla Abaye. So Abaye, Hatkafa is a strong question, usually based on Svara. So Matkifla Abaye, Vinitre Behu Batok De Dibur. Why can't we give the Hatra Tok Tidei Dibur is right after they testify, we'll do it, but Tok Tidei Dibur. Tok Tidei Dibur is the amount of time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Moris, Mechlok, among the Mepharshim. But, and then they could still correct their testimony. So Matkiv, that's one question. Matkiv the Ravacha Bered Rav Ika, and Ravacha Bered Rav Ika asked Akasha, Nitri Behu Meikara. Why can't we give the Hatra, let's say an hour or a day before they testify, near buzz for who removes they, and then when they're right before they testify, we'll like sort of like a light reminder that won't get Adam upset. You know, reminds me like in court, you know, like the witnesses are sworn in, and then sometimes let's say there's a break, you take lunch or something like that. So then when the witness retakes the stand, so the clerk will admonish the witness. You know, you're a reminder that you're still testifying under oath. So, you know, like that, they don't swear you in again, but they just remind you. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, so are you banging? I keep hearing the banging in your ear. Are you banging something? No? Oh, okay. So the Gemara says, so, yeah. One sentence is that, yeah, there's one card. Removes it. So, Hadar Amar Baye. So there is a way then we could give Hatra to them. And so again, so the Rava said there's no time to give Hatra, and Abaye says there is a way to give Hatra. So Amar Abaye la milti damri. So Abaye said what I said was not correct. Ignore what I said. Why? If you would assume that as a general klal that before you punish Adam Zomin, they require Hatra, and if we don't give them Hatra, we wouldn't execute them. So it means that this type of Adam Zomin could be, so Adam come in, and we saw Reuven kill Shimon in Chicago on October the 10th at 2 p.m. And then Mazimin come and say, how can you say that you were in New York with us on that day? So then, Basitim lo kasher zamam, then we execute the Adam Zomin. So the Gemara says, so you mean that we have to do Hatra. Without Hatra, you can't do that. So how could it be they, with their fabrication, they planned to kill Reuven without Hatra? In other words, the testifying that Reuven got Hatra and Reuven did next, but Reuven never got Hatra. Reuven never did anything. So it's all fabrication. The Inu Bo Hatra, and then you want to say, but they, the Edom, do require Hatra. But then that wouldn't be Asitim Lo Kasher Zmanos Lechiv. All right, let's go slowly with this. Let's think this through for a second. Okay. So now, so the answer we tried to give that is because they're not B'nai Hatra. We can't give them Hatra. So the Gemara now is trying to develop the idea that Edom Zomim do not require Hatra ever. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. So this answer is going by the wayside. You got it. That's where we're headed with this. But right, in other words, so the Gemara says, but he says there is a case where it's not a case where they're testifying that Reuben killed Shimon, but they're saying that, you know, Reuben was Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so that's not a din in Kasher Zamam. In other words, the whole problem with Hatra is you have to do to them like they plotted to do. So they never plot to do something with Hatra, it's always without Hatra. So therefore, they don't require the Hatra. But with a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that's not doing like they wanted to do. Because, in other words, if they come and testify, first mission of Sechem Akal, they testify that Reuben is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's a Kalal. So we don't say that they're a Kalal instead, they can't do that. And we give them Malkot. So that's not a case, Kashas Amam, so they should require Hatra. So the Gemara says, Amar Kram, Mishpat Achad Yilachem, Mishpat Hashem, Lukulchem. You need one law for all the cases. So in Achinami, in that case, theoretically, you could have a Hatra, but since Mishpat Achad Yilachem, the Torah says, the Klal is there's no Hatra for Edom Zomamin. Okay, let's repeat again, then we'll go over and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So the Gemara here is addressing an issue that came up in yesterday's daf, which is, how do I know that Edom Zomamin pay money and don't get Malkot? In other words, let's say Edom Zomim come in and they say Reuven owes Shimon $10 million, or he borrowed $10 million from Shimon in Chicago, you know, October, and it was complete falsehood. So we're not going to say so they only pay the money, they don't get Malkot, and so everybody agrees on that. So the Gemara is looking for a proof of that. So the Gemara says, look, they don't get Malkot because there's no way to give them a Hasra. In other words, there's no proper time to give Hasra. And what, please wait 2 minutes and then I'll take questions. Okay, just keep the question in mind and we'll be there. Okay. So then the Gemara says that there's no time to give the Hasra. Then Abai says, look, I would come up with a time when we could give Hasra to them. So then Abai says, you know, Abai says totally wrong. There's no Hasra by Edom Zomim because by Edom Zomim the din is of Asitim Lo Kasher Zamam. You do them like they plotted to do. So if I say they require Hasra, but they didn't plot to do this to the other person with Hasra. Let's say they testify that Reuben killed Shimon. And they testify, we gave Reuben warning and we saw Reuben kill Shimon. But it's all fabrication. They never gave Hasra. They never, you know, saw anything like that. So Vasitim Lo Kasher Zamam is obviously, they never plotted to do it with Hasra. So we're not going to do to them with Hasra either. So the Gemara ends up determining that there's no Hasra B'Edom Zomim B'Klal. And the Gemara says, though, that we don't give Malkot, so we don't give Hasra to them. And even though there is a case where we could give Hasra by Ben Grusha Chalutza, but there's one law across the whole situation. Okay? Okay. Who's a question? In which case? No, so before they testify, or right after they testify, we talk to the Dibur, we could say, you know, make sure that you would said was correct. Otherwise, you'll be chayav for Edom Zomim, and they can still correct their edus. Or we could give it to them an hour before and then be merames to them. Because by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, I'm not going to utilize Vasitim Lo Kasher Zamam. Right. In other words, it's a total different din. So, but notwithstanding that, we're going to keep the halakhot the same. Okay, any other questions come? So what did you have, Avraham Elimelech? Are you good?
Well, they testify, tell them, you know, with truta, only the fruit. And if you don't, you'll get...
No, that's in TV and that's in the secular course. That's not the hasra. That's not the hasra we're talking about. The hasra is, if you know that if you testify falsely, you could be chayav for a din of Adam Zomamin and then be chayav for Basiz Mel Kasher Zaman. And
this cannot be said before.
Well, we went through the Sugya and the Gemara. We said that if we would give the Adam right before they testify, nobody's going to want to testify. Everybody's going to say, I don't need this aggravation. But then we came up with a way that we could give it. But the Gemara ends up saying that Adam Zomamin don't require Hasra. Okay, one more minute, then we got to go. Yeah, what's up? What's up? Again. This is the first Mishnah of the second Ma'akot, and that's the same as not Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. If he's Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, he's a Halal. So the Gemara learns we don't say we're going to do Kasher Zaman. We give the Malkot. In that case, we give the Malkot, okay? I don't know if that's the only case, but that case certainly, okay? Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Well, all right. I'm going to take one second. Okay. Rav Shish Breit Rav Yidi Amar, Chovel B'chaveiro Nami, Mamona Mishalom Yimokha Lulaki Mihaka. So he's bringing a different proof. Again, this is working off yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says that everybody agrees by Adam Zomin that they don't get Malkot. And everybody agrees by Chovel B'chaveiro that you don't get Malkot and you pay the money. That's Ula, Rav Yochanan, everybody's on the same page with this. So he's bringing a different proof. For Chovel B'chaveiro. Chovel is my wound, my neighbor, I punch him in the mouth. So I only pay money, I don't get malchot, even though I'm violating a law of pen yosif lahakoto. So Rav Shish Breit Rav Yidi Amar, Chovel B'chaveiro Nami, Mona Mishalom Lo Kolaki Nihakha. He says we can deduce it from the following pasuk. It says, V'chin Atzun Hashem Ra'ku Isha Rabi Atzun Yiladeha. If two men are fighting, and Reuben is fighting with Shimon, and Reuben wants to punch Shimon, instead he accidentally punches this pregnant woman who's standing nearby. And she loses her children. She says, "Va'amr Blazar, Matzah Shabimitek through the bear." It's talking about like a fight to the death. In other words, Reuben wants to kill Shimon, so he intends to kill Shimon, and instead he strikes this woman. If it says, if there's no Ason, he's going to pay money. The Masoniev, there's a fatality. In other words, let's say he intended to kill Shimon. Instead, he kills this innocent woman who's standing nearby. So, b'masonia, if there's an ason, b'natatha nefesh takat nefesh. So then he's going to be executed because he killed somebody. So, hechidami. So, what's the case that the psukim are talking about? Idlo atrube, if they didn't give him hasra, amay mikta, why? How could he ever be executed? In other words, if Reuben never got hasra, how could he be executed? Elapita the atrube. You have to conclude. He must have gotten hasra. He says, we think if you got hasra for a more serious avera, it would include hasra for a lesser avera. So if I get hasra, against killing somebody, that would include hasra, like a lesser included offense, like to borrow a term. In other words, like striking somebody. And notwithstanding that, so even though he received hasra, he the wrongdoer, Reuben the wrongdoer got hasra. Even though he got the hasra, the Torah says, "Velo yason." If there's no fatality, anoshi anesh, which Chazal understand, is only going to be a money payment. So again, he's trying to learn how to know the chovel only pays money, doesn't get malkot. So we think he's learning it from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Reuben was intended to murder somebody, and he got hasra for it. Instead, he injured somebody, so he has to pay monetarily for that. And this is going according to the Sa'd, that if I'm warning, if he intends to kill Reuven, and instead, let's say, he kills Rachel, he's still chayim. That's the way this is learning. Okay, now, so if everything I said is true, then we have a proof that Chovel only pays money and doesn't get Malkot, even though he's an eligible candidate. So Matkivla Ravashi, again, Kafta is a strong question, usually based on Svara. So Matkivla Ravashi, Imai Demutra the Dabar Kal, or Havi Mutra the Dabar Kal. Who says, or is you're saying that he got Hasra for the more serious thing that includes Hasra for the lesser offense? I don't know that. And then Dilma Lohavi. Maybe that's not the case. And then, even assuming arguendo that that is the case, in Timsa Lomar Habe, Nimai Demita Chamura. How did you know, and somebody was touching on this a little bit before, how do you know that Mita, death penalty, is more Chamur, Dilma Malchot Chamur? Maybe Malchot are more Chamur. Now, it certainly means the Aveira, obviously, is more Chamur with Mita than with Malchot, but it means vis-a-vis the person, maybe it's easier for a person might be willing to undergo death penalty than to receive lashes. So maybe, so from his perspective, Malchut is more chamor. The Amarav, because Rav had the statement, top line of Lam Gimel Beis, the Amarav, in Malay Nadua, Lechanani Mishav Azarya, Palchu Letzlama, had they, again, Lechanani Mishav Azarya were, Hanani Mishav Azarya, there was Nebuchadnezzar, made this statue. He says, everybody's going to bow down to it. Anybody who doesn't bow down to it gets thrown in this fiery furnace. And the heat of the furnace seven times stronger than, you know, anybody needs, you know. And anyway, so then Hanani Mishav Azarya refused to bow down to the Tselem. And they throw them in, and they said, you know, here's your last chance, Tselem or fiery furnace, and we'll see you around. so they and then they're miraculously saved. So Rav says, though, had they been like beaten or whipped, then they would have bowed down to the Tselem. In other words, like whipping is harder or more difficult, like torture, than giving up your life. So Palchu Letzlama. So if that's the case, in other words, the linchpin of this proof is that he's an eligible candidate for Malchut because he got Hasra'a and he wounded the person. So Mela. And the Hasra for Davar Chamor includes a lesser included offense. So first, we don't know if that is the case. But even if it is the case, how do you know that Mita is more Chamor? Maybe Malchut is more Chamor for the reasons that we just stated. So then if everything I said is true, then we have no proof. He says, Talku Islama. So on line three, Amli Rav Sama Breda Ravashi Ravashi, the Amli Rav Sama Breda Ravashi Ravashi. Lo Shani La, is that true? The last, in other words, he's asking questions on the last prong of our argument. Last prong was that the Malchut are more chamur. He says, Lo Shani Laf Bein Hakash Ish La Kitzva, La Hakash Ein La Kitzva. Isn't there a distinction between Malchut, unlimited Malchut, which is what Hanani Mishav Azarya would Rav is talking about? They would have beat them until they bow down to it, versus our Malchut is 39. That's it. That's not the same thing. It was not, so that's from that chamor is not. So that's one kasha against the second prong of our argument. Makatla Rav Yaakov bin Harpakod, Hanikla Rabbanan Dami Nefesh Mamash. So this whole proof depends on the Chachamim who hold Nefesh Mamash when it says Nefesh Tachat Nefesh means you're going to take a life. El Rebbe da Amar Mamon Ma'ikla Memor. But Rebbe says it means mamon my lememor. So he says, listen. Yeah, right. So in other words, the Chachamim learn in Sanhedrin that if you intended to kill A and instead you kill B, you're chayiv. And in other words, v'natata nefesh mamish ka'amar idl mekumi krab shehitru bo. So right. So in other words, if I'm saying that there's a potential liability for the death penalty here, so that would work. But atata nefesh tachat nefesh means that's a life. In other words, you're committing a capital offense if you would kill the woman. So that would be a capital offense. That's the goal. But that's only according to the Chachamim. But according to Rebbe, who says no. He says he's never neharag, and when it says, in other words, if you intended to kill Reuven and then you killed Shimon, you're never going to be executed for that. And when it says nefesh takat nefesh, it just means you're going to pay money. So my memor. So then the proof is also going to fall by the wayside because the whole proof was that you must have been warned, and the warning, you know, was for death for the death penalty, and the whole thing. But according to Rebbe, that's not the case at all. So he says, El Amar of Yaakov and Harp Ko and Mishpe Rava Mehacha. So, okay, so again, so our first proof that was listed before was that Chovel is Mamono Shalom Milta Lulaki, So it was from Hina Suan Hashem that he was warned for, you know, against, you know, killing somebody because he faced a potential death penalty and include lesser offense. But we asked a number of questions against that. We said, who says lesser offense is included in it? And then according to Rebbe, who says that even the death penalty was even on the table when he would kill somebody else? So the Gemara has a different proof. So the Gemara says, Ella Amr Yaakov and Harp Kodesh, make Rav Mehacha. So he's trying to bring a proof that Chovel is only chai for Mamon, not for Malkot. It says, V'chi Nasuan Hashem. No. It says, V'chi Rivun Hashem. Different pasuk. V'chi Rivun Hashem. If men argue, he says, V'hi Ka'ish Reyu Be'eben Obeg Grof. Somebody hits his friend with a stone or with his fist. He doesn't die, and he's confined to bed. So then the pasuk says, if he's able to get outside, now al mishanto, normally we would think it's a cane, but the targum says it means he's back to his old health. So then b'ni kamake, then he's absolved of everything. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Why does the Gemara have to say b'ni kamake? In other words, Ruvain, you know, strikes Shimon, and then Shimon is fine, and then he's walking around. So b'ni kamake. So Reuben is absolved. So would I think that Reuben's walking around? Would I think that he's executed? El Malamed teaches Shechov Shinoto that we're going to incarcerate Reuben, the wrongdoer, the imit katlinolei. And if Shimon dies, then we're going to execute Reuben. The ilomit shivto yitin rapo yorpe. But if Shimon doesn't die, then Reuben's going to have to owe all these elements of damage. So he can gamni ilo atrube. If they never gave Hasra to Reuven, Amai Miktil, why would he even face the potential death penalty? In other words, the key is Vini Kaha Makeh, that the Makeh, Reuven, is absolved. So that means he's facing the death penalty. Why would he even, if without Hasra, why would he even do that? El Pshita Da Atrube. So obviously they gave him warning. And then the Gemara assumes, Mucha Dabar Chamor, Mucha Dabar Akal. If he's warned for that which is more Chamor, so that includes the lesser offense. So when Reuven strikes Shimon, Shimon doesn't die, but Shimon is injured, but then he gets better. So, but he's going to have to pay the damages. The Torah says what he's going to do is pay for his unemployment, and he's going to pay his medical damages and other damages as well, but he's not going to get Malko. That's the proof. That's the ostensible proof. Let me finish the proof so the two dots, then I'll pause, and then I think we have much more time, okay? So Matkiv la Ravashi. So Ravashi, so this is a different proof, but Ravashi is asking a similar question to what we did in the earlier proof. Matkiv la Ravashi, Mike Dimutra Dabar Kamur, Abi Mutra Dabar Kal. You assume that if you were warned for killing, it includes like lesser included offense, like injuring somebody. Who says? Maybe that's not true. Vim Tim Salomar Havi, and if you assume, and even assuming arguendo that it is true, we might Dimita Kamur, Dimumalka Kamur. How did you figure out the mita is more chamor as between malkot, and again, it doesn't mean, you know, the in terms of the offense, obviously an offense that's chai mita is more chamor than malkot, but it means vis-a-vis the way a person would look at it from the individual's perspective. So he says, the amarav, umalena duel chanani mishal bazaria, palkot islam. Rav said, had they beat chanani mishal bazaria, they would have bowed down to the selim. So they were, chanani mishal bazaria, more willing to accept death than to be beaten. So beaten could be more chamor. And if it's more chamor, then the proof goes by the wayside. Amri Rav Sama Reid Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi, Amri Rav Sama Reid Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi, the Lo Shani Lachmin Akashi Shlakitzva, Lakashi In Lakitzva. Also, when Rav is saying that, you know, they had beat Hanani Shabazaria, they would have bowed down. But is there a difference between unlimited beatings and limited beatings? When we talk about Malkot, it's 39 maximum. And with Chaim Mishal Zari with the Vukanetzar, it's the sky's the limit. So that doesn't necessarily prove. In other words, that was the proof that maybe Malkot is more Chamor, but that Malkot was totally different. So that's another question. Then Ramari says, how did you figure out, when it says that he's absolved, how did you figure out that the Torah is talking about that he was acting b'mezid, he intended to, you know, strike him to make a wound to kill him, and b'nikah means he's absolved of death, Dilma b'shogeg, maybe it means like b'shogeg, you know, he's having a fight with the guy, and then b'shogeg he hits him, b'nikam galut. B'nikam means he's absolved from galut. So kasha, so the Gemara leaves that as a question. Okay, let's just summarize what we did. Well, let me just leave that as a question. I mean, let me summarize, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara was trying to prove, in the case of Chovel is I punch somebody. This is one example. I wound somebody. So everybody agrees, I'm a chai of money, I'm not a chai of malchut. That's the first you saw. Everybody agrees to that. So, but where does everybody know it from? So in yesterday's Gemara, they had a proof. But now the Gemara is showing other proofs. So today's proof, but it fell apart. We had two proofs today, but the second proof was from the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim. It says, if two men argue, and Reuven strikes Shimon with a stone or with his fist, and then Shimon doesn't die, but he's like, you know, confined to his bed. So then Shimon recuperates and says, Balachal Mishnanto, which the Targum says he makes a full recuperation. So the Torah says Reuven is chayev for his ripui, he has to pay his medical bills. And also Shivto, his unemployment, he's got to pay that as well. And other elements as well, but those are two that mentioned Mefurish and the Psukim. So the Gemara wants to say that what's the case talking about when it says V'nikah HaMakeh, that if Shimon recuperates, then Reuben is absolved. What is he absolved of? So would I think that, you know, the guy is well and so that I'm going to execute him? So he says, no. It teaches us that Reuben's incarcerated and pending, and if Shimon dies, then we're going to execute Reuven, meaning that Reuven must have received the Hasra, got a warning. And then the Gemara makes the leap, which is somewhat questionable, that we assume that Mutra the Devar Chamor, Eddie, that Mutra the Devar Chamor, you're warned for a more stringent Aveira, which is killing somebody, there was a Mutra for the lesser Aveira, which would be Chovel. And notwithstanding that, the Torah says that what's the punishment? Rakshiv to Yitain Verapo Yerape. He pays Shevet and Rafu and doesn't get Malkot. So then I have a proof that if everything I said is true, then I have a proof that when you're Chovel, you don't get Malkot, you just pay the damages. So the Gemara says first, who says the Mutra Davar Chamor is Mutra Davar Kal? That's what you assume. Who says? So then maybe he never got Hasra, so you have no proof of that. And then even assuming that Mutra Davar Chamor is Mutra Davar Kal, who's to say what's Kal, what's Chamor? Maybe the Malkot is more Chamor. And then the Gemara quote, but then the Gemara asks on that, yeah, but it was like we see, like Rav says, that had they beat Hanani Mishal Bazaria, they would have bowed down to the Tselem. But then the Gemara says, yeah, but that's a little bit different because there it's unlimited striking. And here we're talking about more limited strikes. But then the Gemara says, who says Vinika is talking about the death penalty? Maybe he's talking about killing Bishogeg. Anyway, Naniach, that the whole proof falls by the wayside. Who's got questions, comments, or anything we did by the up to now? Yeah, what's up? Three. Hanani Mishal Bazaria. No. In other words, they're making a decision. Hanani Mishal Bazaria making a decision. The choice is choice A, take curtain A, fiery furnace. Choice B, Rav is saying, had they be, in other words, they threw in the fiery furnace. The Rav is saying, had they beaten them, they would have bowed down to the Tselem. That's what Rav is saying. In other words, that beating, we'll talk more if we get time at the end. If we get time at the end, I'll talk more on that topic. But it depends on the number of questions that are asked. Okay. But if we have time at the end, I'll talk more about this. Okay. Yeah, what's up? Go ahead, Malachi.
I have a question. So this concept of giving a warning of a hatra, it's absolute. I mean, don't people know they shouldn't kill people?
Don't people know they shouldn't be Kalos Shabbos? No, you have to get Hasra. And one reason that you give Hasra is to be Mavchin Ben Shogeg L'Mezid. In other words, to determine whether the person was Shogeg or Mezid. So then, like he says, like he'll say, Afal Pichain, I say to somebody, Lehevei Odeh, you should know, if you take out this pen and start writing down Shabbos, you'll be Chayav Mita. And then he says, Afal Pichain, I'm doing it. So then that's a full mazid. Then he gets the meat.
Right. So something like that could be a mistake. And I guess you could hurt somebody mistakenly. But if you're getting into a fight, you know, it's a concept of reckless indifference, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, again,
getting
again,
into a fight with someone.
It's a different system, Malka. It's different. You know, you got to leave away the secular law and put the Torah halacha in. Okay, let's. I'm going to move on further. Okay, everybody with me? Okay. All right, let's do the last piece tomorrow. Then if we have a little time at the end, I'll talk about some. All right, for the beginning to go to the end, you'll listen online to the shiur when I post it online, okay? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're 20 lines from the bottom on the Lamed Bay. So again, I have a stira between, going back to the stira, between our Mishnah here, Masechet Tubos, and the Mishnah Masechet Makot. Our Mishnah says, if you have relations with all these, Isurim, like your sister and things like that, you're going to pay the Knas, and you'll pay other things as well. And then, but the Mishnah in the second Makot says you get Malkot. So one answer was according to Ula. Ula says you pay the money. And the Mishnah in the second Makot is telling about a case where there was no money, as in that I seduced a girl and she was consensual for it. And the father's out of the picture. So then, let's say she's a Yatoma and she's a Nara. Or then that's what it's talking about. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. He says, if it's money in Malkot, you get the Malkot. So how's our commissioner with all the money? So it's telling you that you didn't get Hasra. You didn't get Hasra. There's no Malkot, so you pay the money. All right, now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now we have a third answer, okay? Now, two dots. Rishach Shamar, Hamani Rameyahi. That our Mishnah goes according to Rameyah, or these both Mishnah go according to Rameyah. The Amar Lokum Mishalim. Rameyah holds, you do get Malkot, and you do pay the money. So he, one second. So this is in the Gemara Masechet Makot. In other words, Rameir is Bechulik on Limud about, you know, Mishum Rishah Karatam Achayvah, Biyatam Achayvah Mishum Shtey Rishah Yod, which is what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Reish Lakish does not agree with that. He says, you can get Malkot and pay money. He Rameir, so if our Mishnah goes like Rameir, so it's both Mishnah and Rapayat, you pay the money and you can get Malkot, fine. So the Gemara says, Ira Meir, if our Mishnah here, Masechet Ketubot, according to Tanur Meir, and that fits in well because we learned earlier that the first Mishnah went according to Meir. Remember, that was last week. Remember, the Gemara said, who's the Tanur of our Mishnah? And it was Meir, right? Because the Gemara said, right, it's Nara in Tanur Lo, and that was like Meir. So it fits in with Meir. So back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ibra Meir, Apil Bitonami. So there's a Mishnah on Lamed Vav, which we didn't get to yet, though I referred to it earlier. And it says that if he, you know, rapes his daughter, he doesn't pay the Knas. He doesn't pay the Knas. So he says, so we're Meir, I would think that he should pay the Knas. There's Loka Mishalim. But he tamed Ibra Meir, Loka Mishalim, Itlay, made a Mishalim lately. Maybe you say, look, Rameir is Machalik. When it comes to Loka Mishalim, when Malkut is on the table and money's on the table, it's both. But if Mita is on the table, if the onus is Mita, so then you're not going to pay. Maybe. He says, Meir Mishalim lately. Below, is that true? Bahatani. We learn in the Braisa. Let's all pay attention to the Braisa. It says, Ganav B'Tabach B'Shabbat. Let's say a person steals a sheep or an ox, right? So you pay Arba Ava Chamisha. It was if I steal, I pay KFL, and then if I shecht it or I sell it, then I pay four and five times. Four for the sheep, five for the ox, right? So the Gemara says, let's say I steal and I slaughtered the sheep on Shabbat, so I'm doing a capital offense. That's a chiyav mita, because I did slaughter on Shabbos. Ganav tabak lavodah kilkavim. Or I stole it, I slaughtered it for purposes of worshiping avodah zarah, also a capital offense. Or I steal a shore that was sentenced to death for skila. In other words, the shore either killed somebody or the shore engaged in bestiality with somebody. So if I steal that shore and I slaughter it, in all those cases, we'll focus on the first two more. With the shore and iskal, the question is, what value does it have? Because Easter Ehana already. So how could it be Arba B'Chamisha? But anyway, in all those cases, I pay four and five times with Chachamim Potrim. So you said, well, maybe Rameir holds that Loka Mishalim, but I can't get Mita Mishalim. But here we see that Dafka in the Brisa, that's exactly what you got. You're going to pay and you're going to be executed. That's the way they look for it. That's, in other words, it sounds like Rameir doesn't hold from Kim Leib Rabbit meaning. That's the way it sounds like. He says, One second. Right, right. And the Gemara said, the Rashi says, eight lines from the bottom, the halos filo remeir patur mishum rabba minei. Okay, now, let's see back on the Gemara. So, ha'itmar las, the Gemara tries to distinguish the cases and say, no, in Achinami, our answer is correct. If there's mita, the Tanur Meir holds, you don't pay if there's mita on the table. It says, ha'itmar law, it was stated concerning that braisa, Amrib Yaakov, Amrib Yochanan, Vamila, Amrib Yirmiya, Amrib Shimon Lakish, Rab Avin Rabbi La Bahu Khabutata Khaburata Bishmaid Rab Yochanan Amri Bitobeach Ayudeacher. That the case of Tobeach is not where the thief slaughtered the animal on Shabbat, but he appointed a Shliach to slaughter the animal. So the Gemara says, Vakizeho Tabzam and Kaib, how does this work? In other words, so Reuven the thief as Zvulun slaughtered the animal for him, and yet Reuven is still Chayiv Ar Baba Chamisha for slaughtering. In other words, ancient Shliach Ledvar Avera. So how does that work? He says, Amarava, Amarachmana, Utvacho Mecharo. So Rabbi says, the Torah says, Utvacho Mecharo. It sets up a parallelism between Tvich and Mechira. Man Mechira, Aide Acher, Af Tvich, Aide Acher. There was an exception to the rule. And it was normally ancient Shliach Ledvar Avera, but here by Tavacho Machar, then we will say there is a Shliach Ledvar Avera. And in Akinami, that Reuven the thief, like the actions of Zvulun and his Shliach, are attributable to Reuven. And why? Because Mamachira, just like selling, there's always somebody else involved with the sale. In other words, I steal a sheep, I sell it. I don't sell it to myself, I have to sell it to somebody else. I need a buyer. So there's somebody else involved with it. So too, by Tvicha, there's somebody else involved. That's what we figure. So now, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a Bryce was still in the basement for Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, the Rabbi Shliach. That the word "oh," in other words, according to the base of Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah could say "utvacho u'mecharo." It doesn't have to say "omecharo," and "u," I understand, it means "oh," but it says "omecharo," and that teaches me that even with the shliach, I'm chayav. The Beis Chizkiyah Tana, Bryce was on the base of Chizkiyah. Tachat the Rabbi Shliach. The word "tachat," it says, you know, Chamishaba Kar Yishlem Tachar Ashur. You're going to pay five times Tachar Ashur. The word Tachar is superfluous because Rashi points out, you say Yishalem Bishur. Okay, so the basic idea we're saying is in Achinami, Rabbi Meir holds that Lokim Shalem, but he doesn't hold that you get Mita Mishalem. So therefore, you're not Chayiv. When you do the capital offense with the daughter, you're not Chayiv for the Knas. Okay, now, five lines to the bottom, and then we'll try to wrap it up. Makif lo marzutra. So marzutra again, and akafta a strong kash usually based on svara. Nikamidi di ilu abat ihu lo mechayev v'avet shliach mechayev. Is this, how is that possible? In other words, if he would have done the tabach, he would not be chayev because he did a capital offense. He's off the hook. But if his shliach did it, then he's chayev. So the Gemara says ihu lav mishum lo mechayev. In other words, the fact that he would do it doesn't mean that he's not chayev. So it's just an application of kimli rabbinay. In other words, like theoretically, he would be chayev, but kimli rabbinay. So the Gemara says, okay, the Adkan. Now, a few more lines and we'll pause. Okay, now the Gemara asks, and this will segue into tomorrow's daf. Please remember this for tomorrow, okay? So, now that you've established that b'raisa, he's talking about Reuven stole the sheep or the ox, and then Reuven got Zvulun to slaughter the sheep or the ox. That's the case in the Brisa. So there, the Tanra Meir says, under those circumstances, Reuven, the thief, is going to pay four or five times the amount of damages because he didn't do a capital offense, and mainly he's got to pay the amount. So, but if that's the case, so the Chachamim are a chuluk on him. Chachamim say that Reuven, the thief, is patur. So the Gemara says, even to be a fair, my tamay, the Rabban of the patri. Why did the Chachamim say, I'm not liable for anything at this point in time? So the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? The top line of Lamed Aleph, Aleph, Reb Shimon he. He says, the Amar Shchit Shein Ruy Lash Mashchita. And I'll read this. We'll go over these lines when we get it tomorrow night, but I'll read it again. The basic line he's going to say, that according to Reb Shimon, if I have Shchita Shein Ruy, in other words, if I do a Shchita, but there's some reason I can't eat the meat, even though I did the Shchita on it, that means I'm not Chayiv for that Shchita. So he's going to say, let's see what he wants. He says, in other words, like let's say it's oto v'yet b'no. You're not allowed to shech the mother animal and its offspring on the same day. Let's say one of them was a trefa, or the mother or the offspring was a treifa. So, and I shech both on the same day. So Rav Shimon holds, I'm not a chayev, because in order to be shechita, it has to be shechita ruya. That's not a shechita ruya, but it's a treifa. So let's see back in the Gemara. So, Mayor, if you're up, oh, we have, your time is tonight, right, Larry? Yeah, so Mayor, why don't you get ready with the talis whenever you're ready to go in 4 minutes, okay? So he says, Rav Shimon hidamar shechita shein ruya la shechita. He says, so the Gemara says, hatena kabod rekukam v'mishor niskal. So by avodah zara, I shechted l'shem avodah zara, I understand. That's it. I can't get the, it's Isuri Hana. And similarly, Shura Niskal is also Isuri Hana. So that I understand. El Shechita Shabbat, Shechita Ruyini. But if the person shechs on Shabbos, even assuming it's like Tan Reb Shimon, and the Shliach shechted it on Shabbos, it's a Shechita Ruyah, people could eat the animal, we think. Then we learn the Mishnah, he says, Hashokhi B'Shabbat of Yom Kippurim, if a person shechs an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, even though it was a chai benafsho, he's done like a, you know, a cardinal aveira, shchit tuk shera, shchit tuk shera. So the Gemara says, I'll read this quickly and Blina will go over it tomorrow, okay? Savar lo k'Rabbi Yochanan and Sanlar, that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yochanan and Sanlar. Tanya, and vasho b'shogay, b'shogay yochal b'meiz lo yochal d'ver meir. Person cooks in Shabbos b'shogay, he can eat the food, but maybe he can't eat it. This is Masi Shabbos, which is a nice, and again, this is in this parak with a lot of lambdas, and here, even though it's in Ksubas, getting it in Shabbos, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shogeg Yochal L'motzei Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he cooked B'shogeg, then he has to wait till L'motzei Shabbos. B'mezid Lo Yochal L'meit. B'mezid can never eat it. And here's Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar, who we do need. Rabbi Yochanan Sanlar Omer, B'shogeg Yochal L'motzei Shabbat L'cheirim B'lo. If it's b'shogeg on Motzei Shabbos, other people can eat it. B'mezid lo yuchal lomit lo v'lo la'cheirin. But b'mezid, he can never eat it. Nobody can ever eat it. So in other words, so that's the hesber. So in other words, so even though the shliach shechted it on Shabbos, but it's b'mezid. I'm telling him to shecht it. So meila, nobody can ever eat it. So it's shechit shein eruya. So shechit shein eruya. So there's no chiyuv with the arba of Chamisha. Okay, that's it for today. I gotta leave. Okay, let me, I'm learning more about the Unishama, the Brachma, the money, the Kron, the Bracha. Okay, 1 second. Let me.